Hello and welcome to the Career Changers podcast. I'm Elisa Martinic and I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of the Career Changers. I'm definitely one of them. I learned from my experience that following our dreams requires courage, self-awareness and a lot of inner work. I love to discover stories of career change and share them with the world as a source of inspiration for all those who are still searching. Career changes are not a straightforward chronology written in our CVs, but the sum up of our dreams, ambitions, failures, and successes. The Career Changers is an online community that aims to inspire thousands of people during their journey to self-realization. We discover and share inspirational real-life stories of career change. We inspire people that are thinking to change career. We support people that want or need to change career, but feel stuck or lacking confidence and clarity. We connect and collaborate with organizations that support career change across different industries. I believe that thinking to have only one job or career in our life is a limiting belief, unless that job or that career make us happy. Life is a journey, and with one-third of our lives spent working, it would be unimaginable to not have a desire to explore new avenues. Welcome to the Career Changers podcast. Hello and welcome to the Career Changers, the show that shares the most inspirational career change stories with the world. I'm your host, Elisa Martinic, and today we are going to meet Karel Couturier, founder of Vannerie Maison. We'll discuss how she managed to change her career successfully from engineer to basket maker and the wider challenges of transitioning career. Hi, Karel. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm fine.
Where are you based?
So I'm based in France, in the Loire Valley.
Oh, okay. How is there the weather and everything?
Today it's a little bit cloudy and frizzy, but it's winter, it's normal.
You have a lockdown as well?
Not completely. We can go out until 6 o'clock evening.
Oh, you're lucky. Your shops are open? Are the shops open?
Yes, shops are open and schools are opened too.
Well, thank you for coming as a guest to the Career Changers podcast. This is the first time we meet. So for me as well, your story is brand new. So I would like to start to discuss about your educational background. So what did you decide to study and why when you were younger?
In fact, I was pretty good at school and I liked to go to school. And so I decided to make some examination to become engineer. And I studied 5 years long engineer in chemical industry with some option for environmental sciences. And after that, I go in Germany. I went in Germany and I made a 3 years long PhD degree in an automotive industry.
So why did you choose engineer? What make you think, oh, this is the right path for me?
It was not a choose. In fact, I didn't know really what to do. I just know that I didn't want to be a teacher like my parents. And in France, if you study sciences, you can then make a career in literary domain, but not the contrary. So I studied sciences because I didn't know what to do else. And with the time, it leads me to to engineer, but it was not really by passion or something like that.
So what did you want to do when you were a child? Did you have any dream?
No, not really. I didn't want it to be a teacher, that was sure. And that's funny because in my actual job, it's essential for me to transmit to others. So I am like a teacher.
you started thinking you don't want to be a teacher, and then in some funny ways you ended up sharing your knowledge with others.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So how did you start then your career as an engineer? What happened after you finished university?
So I met the university in France, and then my first job was in Germany, because it was easier to find a job there at this moment. And I worked in a big automotive industry, then in a research center, 3 years long, and then we decided with my man to come back in France, and I work 5 years long in a little family industry by plant extraction. So I worked in big industry, in little industry, in research center. So I experiment three different model, and it was great time. I was happy to work in team, to meet people from all over the world. I had a fixed salary, a good salary. So it was something comfortable, and I enjoy the work. Yes, it was it was pretty nice, but there were also something
that you didn't like so much.
Yes.
What were the challenges of this job, or what did you make, what was making you feel uncomfortable?
In fact, behind all the missions, all the projects, all the decisions, there is always the financial aspect that was here. We always search something cheaper or something that the clients will buy, and this aspect was always the more important aspect. And for example, human aspect or scientific aspect or environmental aspect, they were always after. And for me, there was the gap between my my values and the values of the industry.
So how long did you do this job for?
I was engineer 11 years.
And when did you start having thoughts about doing something else? When did you start thinking, this is not really for me, I want to change?
It was after the birth of my daughter. I have three children now. One boy, he's 11 years old. My daughter is 8 years old now. And I have another boy, 4 years old. So it was 8 years ago. Yes, about 8 years ago. I take a time to take care of my daughter as a baby. And so I was at home, and I began to think, okay, what the value I want to transmit to my children. And I think it was a was this time the when I made the choice to left my engineering career.
That's really interesting. For me, I'm talking with many people that have changed their careers, and generally it's interesting to see there is these patterns that that moment where you decide to change comes when you're actually reflecting many times on the meaning of life or the values.
Yes.
Many people, after having children, they change their way to see life, and they start to feel the need to change. So you say you initially, when you were little, you didn't want to be a teacher, and then you started your career in engineering. And how did you come up with the idea to become a basket maker, and how did you start that?
So I said my employer that I didn't want to work anymore in their plant, and then I search someone to coach me. I made like a skill assessment, so I take time with a coach, and we made some exercise to know what are my values, what are my skills, what I want to do in the future, what is possible with my family, and it takes 2 or 3 months, this process, and at the end, I knew that I needed to make something with my hands and also with my head to be more free. I had a first experiment of basketry 3 or 4 years ago. I made a basket with an association, and that's why it came back at this time. Perhaps if I made ceramic courses or something like that, today I will be a ceramic. Then when the Heidi was here, I continue to be accompanied by other people, how to make a business, how to have the skills to wave. I went to different basket maker to learn the job with them. So between the first time with the idea of becoming a basket maker and really the fact, it spent about 1 year. Mm. So another birth.
So how did you feel? What was the difference for you when you were in the process? How were you feeling when you were thinking about your typical day at work, like being an engineer, and when you were spending time creating baskets? What was the feeling that was making you feel, this is the right thing for me, I'm enjoying doing this, and I want to make this my new profession?
That's difficult.
Well, I guess you came from a place of frustration where you were enjoying what you were doing, but you said initially that you didn't choose it because of passion or talents. Mm. You choose it because it could give you a good job or a good salary, and it gave you good experiences. But at the same time, at some point, you felt that was not aligned with your values anymore. And probably this other job, very different, a manual job, and also that maybe, I don't know, I would suggest maybe would give you more time for yourself or would put you more in contact with your soul, the fact of being able to work on something and maybe have your mind free. I don't know, maybe this?
Not really, because I was fear to be alone in my with my basket in my little room, and actually I see more people now than before. I know that I am at my place because how can I say? I have an experience. For example, I met some course for children. So I teach them how to wave simple things. And one of the girls said her mother, "Mom, Karel, what she's making, doing basketry, it's a real job." And the mom said yes, and I was so proud to be able to show to other people that basketry is also a job, like engineer. And in France, it's difficult to be basket maker. It's very bad seen. When you are an engineer, you don't let it go everything, and make something with your hand is not very
glamorous.
Yes, yes. And my colleagues, for example, they didn't understand why I left a comfortable position and with no idea if I can leave or not of my work. But what I search is not the financial thing. It's to be in value with my nature.
To feel fulfilled inside.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's beautiful actually to hear, and I find it really touching. And it's very common for people that change career to have this challenge to leave something that actually is recognized generally, like the status, the money, saying I have this great career, and transitioning means generally starting from zero again. And then, yeah, depending on the new profession you choose, dealing with society that sometimes gives more value to a profession than another one, while, that's just, a perception. It's good that people look to do what make them feel fulfilled. So, yes. What were the biggest challenges when you started your business?
First of all, I think I couldn't have done it without the support of my man. Because from the financial point of view, first, and then to have his support because I knew what I wanted to do, but if he was against that, I think I couldn't have done it. What was challenging is that I, in my engineer career, everything was planned, was organized. It was very squared. And with my German experience too, in Germany, everything is particularly
perfect.
Yeah. So, and I am perfect too. I like perfection. I didn't know where I go, where, and to let things just go, to accept that things are not as I planned, it was very challenging for me, yes. but also exciting. For example, to create new pieces, I didn't knew that I could be able to do that, but when you began to let the doors open, to let your mind open, to I don't know, to go out of the picture. That's not a good word, but you know what I mean. When you not follow all the things, but you make a step in another direction, then it's easier. And it was very good for me to have this this feeling of freedom.
So did you have any transferable skills from your previous job as engineer that help you in this new venture, in this new after you change your career, like soft skills, maybe, you know, communication or
So communication, organized. Yes, but yes, organization. That's the first one, because when you begin to wave a basket, you have to prepare before all the materials, and they don't have the same preparation processes and the same preparation times. So it's very important to be organized, to be in the good conditions to work, because you have a little time to wave. So this is a very important. And then I was used to manage projects and to work in teams, and it's very important too, because when you are craftsman or craftswoman, you don't work alone. You work with other colleagues, you work with the clients, you go on exhibitions, you have to make your website, things like that. So you are always in contact with a lot of people and different people. And the contact is important, communication, write something, so I have writing skills, I was also used to make some reports in my engineering job, and now I'm writing books also, so I transfer all my skills in my job today, I think.
What book did you write?
A book on basketry, step-by-step books, how to wave little baskets for people who didn't have experience, or for people with experience, or for children, so these kinds of books.
That's interesting. So how is nowadays your typical day? Do you get the opportunity to travel as well? Earlier you were mentioning going to fair or exhibition. I mean, I know now there are restrictions with the actual situation, but I would say maybe before then this.
I should have been in Japan this summer, 3 months, to learn Japanese bamboo weaving. So perhaps next year, I don't know.
It sounds really fascinating. I think there is all a mysterious world. I don't know anything about basket making, wavering. So it's interesting. It seems there is an international community and connection.
Yes, yes. There is basket makers all over the world, but they have different techniques depending on the materials. that grown around. So in France and in Europe, it's principal willow, but for example, in Japan, it's bamboo. And so there is also rattan basketry. So, and the skills are a little bit different depending on materials. Mm-hmm. And it was about my...
Yeah, going back to your typical day.
Yeah. So I don't have a really typical day. I don't have typical week. And don't have
actually, an example of a day then.
I have three activities I produce. So baskets. So sometimes it's order. So with precise measure to go in a kitchen, for example, or in a bathroom. Sometimes I can create my own baskets or basketry. So I can create some decoration, some lampshades, things like that. And I have also my transmission activity. So I give courses. So actually, so now they are stopped. I made formation. I don't know if we say formation, but
training.
Yeah, training. And I also write books. So every day I make a little of the three activities. Sometimes it can happen that a week long I don't touch willow. and sometimes I am 10 hours with a willow in my hands. So there is no routine. It's always changing, and that's great.
Yeah, that's really interesting to have a lot of variety and different relationship. So who is your typical customer? Is that actually people based in France? Or do you have contacts also with people from other countries? Do you sell online or do you have a physical shop?
So I have a physical shop. I try to sell a little bit online because we were locked down just before Christmas. But it was very the beginning, the first experience. And at the moment, I don't sell abroad, just some friends, German friends who come to visit us, for example. But I hope that in the future I can also have more contact to sell abroad. Yes,
that's great. How do you see now yourself in the future? Do you have any plans, or are you waiting a little bit for this situation to come to an end, this pandemic situation?
I think that this situation it was an help for me to learn to not make a lot of plans, but to take opportunities. So I didn't went in Japan, but I began a new book. That's the life that's changing. And so in the future, I don't know. I think I will continue to be a basket maker, but perhaps more in relation with nature. So I would like to have a forest, for example, and go foraging my materials, or cultivate my materials, experimenting new plants, how to cultivate them, how to wave them. Yes, something like that.
So if you look back at your career change, do you have any tips that you would like to share for someone that is in that process where they feel they are not happy with their situation, or maybe even they don't have a choice and they have to make a career change because, as we know now, many people are forced to do so. Mm-hmm. Based on your experience, what would you like to say to encourage someone else in their new life?
I think that it's normal to be afraid of a career change because we don't know what will happen, but it's also natural. In the nature, there are cycles, and I think in our lives, there are also cycles, and if you hear your own nature, that's the best that you could do. So I like this citation. It's a French author, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. He wrote it. He's the author of Little Prince. I think people will understand what I mean. And the sentence I like is, I say it first in French, fais de ta vie un rêve et de ce rêve une réalité. And it means let your dreams come true. And I think it's the best tip that I can I can say. So follow your dreams, and it's the best that yes, just follow your dreams.
Don't worry. Thank you, Karel. It's been really nice to hear your story, and I'm sure our listeners got some inspiration out of your career change. Thank you very much for your courage to share it.
Yes.
You felt a little bit uncomfortable because of the language, but I think you've been great. And just want to say to our listener to don't forget to subscribe to our channel and tune in for a new inspirational episode of The Career Changes next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.